blessing of coming together in the circles that we learn the sacred knowledge. And there's a number of reasons why sacred knowledge is important. Many of them are known, and many of them are subtle to the human being. But one of the great narrations of our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, amongst the many that have come about the affair of seeking knowledge, is very important, especially in relationship to the time that we live in. And that there's one hadith where our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he said, "Satukun fitan," that there's going to be tribulations. "Yumsiha rajulu fiha mu'minan, yusbiha rajulu fihi mu'minan, wimsi kafiran." And that he said that a man will enter into this day, when this time of tribulation, as a believer, but by the time nightfall comes, that he'll be a disbeliever. And likewise the opposite, that he'll enter into the night as a believer, but the time morning comes, that he'll be a disbeliever. We ask Allah to protect us. But what was the condition that the Prophet ﷺ placed upon this individual? He said, "Illa man ahyahu Allahu bil ilm," except the individual that Allah Ta'ala brings to life through knowledge. And this is something that we see in our time, in a time of much tribulation. One of the greatest ways that we can skate through this thin ice that so many people are walking upon is by increasing ourselves in sacred knowledge, in learning the tradition. And this is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the people of knowledge in the Quran, He calls them وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, that those people that are firmly grounded in knowledge, and meaning knowledge by its nature will allow an individual to remain firmly grounded, such that when the winds of tribulation blow by and they breeze through an individual, he'll find himself firmly planted. And another narration that we see, which is also really encourages us to bring to life this tradition that we have, is that our Prophet ﷺ told us, he said, "Man ja'ahu al-maut wa huwa yatlub al-ilm," that whoever has death come to him while he is actively seeking knowledge, لِيُحْيَ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, with the intention to bring life to Islam, فَبَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ دَرَجَ وَاحِدًا, that between him and the prophets on the Day of Judgment is one degree. And if we look at the way that the Prophet ﷺ phrased this, he said, وَهُوَ يَطْلُبُ الْعِلْمِ, and the present tense, the fi'l al-mudari', or what the scholars say, is that yufidu istimrar. It's something that is an actively, it's a consistent process that someone is going through. And so the Prophet ﷺ didn't say that he who becomes a scholar, or he who memorizes 10,000 ahadith, that he made as a mere condition that one, that someone actively being seeking sacred knowledge, and two, that they have the intention to bring life to Islam. And this is something that we see embedded in our tradition, the idea of ihya, of bringing to life. And in both of these narrations that we mentioned, that you see this word there, in the concept of bringing of life. And part of this is, it is something that the knowledges of the sacred law have that you won't find in any other type of knowledge. That any knowledge within the realms of the sacred law, if you made a righteous intention behind it, even secular knowledges, that you'll get a reward for it. But we find something special within, embedded in the knowledges of the sacred law, there's light. And when this light impacts the heart, that this is what causes the heart to come to life. And so that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us of this. But it's interesting that he said that only condition that we have is those two, that we're actively seeking sacred knowledge and we have the proper intention. And this is further proved in a different hadith that I'm sure everyone has heard and everyone has memorized, but we want to approach it from a different perspective. That our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the individual who seeks out, the individual who sets out seeking sacred knowledge, that the angels lay down their wings for this individual. And so that we find here in a number of these ahadith, that are in the other hadith as well, that whoever actively is pursuing a path of seeking sacred knowledge, that Allah Ta'ala will make a path to paradise easy for him. And so there's something in being consistent and doing something regular that will allow the human being that even though what they're outwardly doing seems to be small, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sees the actions being consistent, that it'll be an inward affair, that Allah ta'ala will protect that individual and He'll give them divine assistance to help them all throughout their lives. And so that we should never be, as Muslims, deceived by numbers. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam firmly taught the companions, to be more focused upon quality than quantity. And that our deen is a tradition of quality rather than quantity. And our Prophet ﷺ told us the best of actions are those that are consistent even if they are small. Intending in teaching us that equality is really important. And this is why our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran that Ibrahim was a nation amongst himself. Meaning that if we look into these meanings that were taught to the Prophet Muhammad, that how many people were they compared to every single other individual that was existing on the face of the earth at their time? They were a small group of people. But from the meanings that they, their hearts engrossed from being with the presence of the Prophet Muhammad, that these very few small people, amount of people, had an immense impact upon the greater part of the world, such that we see that the explosion from east to west within 100 Islamic years after the prophetic hijra and the prophetic migration, that you see something that has bewildered even Western scholars to this day and how fast it happened. And all of this came from their talaqi and their taking from the Messenger of Allah. And so this is a great opportunity that we have to be in the presence of a modern day scholar who has a direct connection back to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the great aspects of this is there's a statement of Imam Malik that knowledge is come to and is not gone to. And if we look at traditionally the distances that people travel to seek sacred knowledge, one of the first companions of the Messenger of Allah who narrates so many hadith, one of the seven narrators who narrates over 1,000 hadith, Jabir ibn Abdullah, he was the first one to start the sunnah of traveling a long distance for one hadith. That we see him traveling vast distances just to attain one hadith. And this was the nature and the practice of the early scholars, is that they used to travel from place to place in order to seek in the sacred knowledge. But from the benefit of the time that we live in, is that this is for some people somewhat difficult. And it is from the overwhelming mercy of some of the modern scholars, is that they actually are coming to people now, instead of requesting that those people even come to them. And this is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we should really appreciate the greatness of, because if we want to understand the greatness of an affair like this that we're in, that we have to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger said about it. But also that if we look at one of the three things that our deen has been given, through which it's been preserved, that there's three things that we've been given that you won't find in any other methodology, ideology, religion, or whatever you name it on the face of this earth. The first is Isnad. And it's a direct chain back to the Prophet Muhammad. The second is I'rab, and the preservation of the Arabic language. And the third is ansab, the preservation of lineage. And if we look at the preservation and the focus that our deen has placed upon these three, and how it's directly related to maintaining these authentic teachings back to the Prophet Muhammad, this is a way that we can establish to know the greatness of the affair that we're in. And the scholar that has come to teach today, Habib Qadhim bin Ja'far al-Saqaf, that he comes from a long line of some of the most formidable and illustrious scholars in the history of the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if you look at their lineage and you look at their knowledge that they have and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, that it truly is an amazing distinction. That this family that he comes from, the Ba'alawi family, is they have a all of them, of all the different lineages back to the Prophet Muhammad, that they have the most authentic lineage. And that many of them, you'll find that every single one of their fathers and mothers back to the Prophet Muhammad was from the family of the Prophet. Others that you'll find every single one of their fathers had memorized the Quran. You'll find also certain individuals that every single one of their fathers had not only memorized the Quran, but also that he was a scholar in the sciences of the sacred law. And so this is something that if you look into the secret of transmission, that books, even though that they are important, that if we understand when Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun," that indeed we have revealed the reminder and we have taken it upon ourselves to preserve it. That the preservation of the Quran has been, this is something that has taken place, and it is something that is still taking place. But one of the points that we want to mention, which if we understand it, it could help us develop the true perspective and how to correctly approach all of the different ways and tribulations that we have in this modern time. It's related to the preservation through the living scholar. And when you sit before the feet of a living scholar, that there's three things that you benefit from. One is that, for instance, narration or that piece of knowledge that you're taking, that you're going to take it with a chain, so there's the authenticity of that piece of knowledge that you're taking. The second aspect that you benefit from is the understanding of that piece of knowledge that you're taking. And finally, that you benefit from the state of the individual that is speaking. And so that this is why we understand that anyone who takes this knowledge solely from books and doesn't sit with living scholars who are preserving the tradition, that you'll find this individual be he'll be negligent in some of the holistic teachings that we have as in our religion. And so that this is a beautiful opportunity to study together some of the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in reality, that this is one of our teachers, and many people here have also taken from Habib Qadhim, and that it wasn't really appropriate for us to speak in front of him, but just to they asked us to speak and mention a few introductory remarks, that in hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us and give us tawfiq to get the maximum amount of benefit. And that to the extent that someone esteems and understands the gravity of the affair that they're in, will be to the extent that they benefit from it. That we're sitting before someone who is a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise is a scholar and has memorized the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is a great opportunity for us to be opened up to the vast realms of the prophetic lineage and the prophetic tradition. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Without further ado, inshallah, we turn it over to Habib Qadhim.